It's been a year now since we started our series, My Big Break, bringing you stories of career-changing moments, big and small. The LA-based band Fits and the Tantrums has been called a genre-smashing group, blending retro soul and R&B with indie pop. In the 6 years since the band formed, they've had two singles at the top of Billboard's Alternative Songs chart and one that's cracked the Hot 100. Fits and the Tantrums got their start in 2008. Vocalist Noel Skaggs was invited to sing at a rehearsal organized by the band's founder, Michael Fitz Fitzpatrick.
That was the crazy thing, is that this collective of six people had never played together as one unit before. And we played that first song, Breaking the Chains of Love. From the first time we played it, it sounded like we had been playing together for years. I said, oh, what a lovely day.
Breaking the chains of love. Our voices worked. You know, it really worked immediately. And I think after that first song, when we kind of looked at each other, all of those nerves all kind of went away. Oh, can't you see?
That first song and that first rehearsal was so magical that I walked out of the room. I called the Hotel Cafe, which is this famous singer-songwriter place in LA, and came back in the room and told everybody, we got a show next week. And everyone's like, we don't even have enough songs. And I go, well, we better get cracking. A week after that, we did our first show in front of 50 of our closest friends. And it was crazy, like, we were such a young band. We had literally done, I think, 6 or 7 shows. And we had actually done a performance on the LA-based KCRW station.
Fits and the Tantrums, live on KCRW. Great way to wrap up our work week. You guys are blowing up the spot.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds terrific.
And there was this tattoo artist visiting from New York. He heard us on the radio, flipped out, bought our little EP that we had done in my living room, put up by ourselves on the interwebs, and went back to New York. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 was in New York, and that's his favorite tattoo artist. He goes to visit him for some work to be done on his sleeves. And he walks in and the guy says, you got to hear this new band, Fits in the Tantrums. It's blowing my mind. I love it. Check it out. And so Adam proceeds to listen, starts tweeting about our music. We start having a little conversation with him via Twitter.
Actually, I think I remember the tweeting situation with Adam Levine saying, you know, this band, Fits in the Tantrums, is like my new thing. And I was like, is this a drone? Like, I was like, or no, what did they call it? A robot,
a bot or something.
I was like, you know, is this his real Twitter account? You know,
and it was actually him. A week later, he was sitting front row at this tiny little club show that we were doing. And a week after that, we got an offer to open up for Maroon 5 on their big East Coast college tour.
I think maybe Adam Levine heard that there was something really forward-thinking about the approach that we were going for.
And that was just this crazy serendipitous moment, one of many that propelled this band forward. And we kind of have never stopped since then. Us have been in many different projects. There was just a different energy that came out of this from the get-go. Like, the universe was aligning. And that said, there was also an incredible amount of back-breaking work. Our success was kind of like success by 1,000 paper cuts. You know, it was just little by little by little by little. I still, every show, peek out behind the curtain, and I'm surprised that anyone's there to see us.
We feel blessed every day that we get to do what we do. That's the break.
Noel Skaggs and Michael Fitzpatrick from the band Fitz and the Tantrums. Their latest album is More Than Just a Dream. You don't have to be discovered by a tattoo artist to have a big break. Send us your story. mybigbreak at npr.org or share on Twitter using the hashtag NPRBigBreak. And you can see all of the stories from the past year at npr.org/mybigbreak.